Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. Today's Bible class is designed especially for our podcast listeners. A short, about a 12-minute Bible study each day to help us get our, to get our minds right, our focus right, to help us have a better, more positive, more spiritual perspective on the day and on life in general. If you'll share these short studies with your friends, your family members, your work associates, neighbors, anybody and everybody you can, you may help them have a better day. You may help them start to focus on life from a more spiritual perspective. You may help them start to think about their relationship with God. You may even help them get the, help get them on the road to heaven. So think about what a great, positive, and maybe eternal impact you can have on their lives just by sharing these short studies with them each day. You can do that through Facebook friends, you can do that through text messages, maybe some other technological means that you have access to. But do exactly that. Share these with anybody and everybody you can. You may change their life. We've been talking about money. We've been talking about the perspective of money. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 in verses 19 through 21, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We've noted that whatever is really good in your life is a blessing from God, and you need to recognize that, and you need to embrace it as such, and then use that blessing responsibly before your Heavenly Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, James 1 and verse 17. So money is something that is on the mind of everybody. Money is necessary to be able to function effectively within our culture, within our society, within our life. But we need to have the right perspective on the money that we have. We need to recognize that it is neither good nor bad in and of itself. It is just money. But how we think of it, what our focus is in regards to it, how we use it, that's what really makes the difference. Now, we've looked at a few perspectives or a few points that we have tried to bring out. First, money cannot buy love. We talked about how the Beatles had a hit song back in the 60s. "I don't care too much for money, for money can't buy me love." That was a hit song, but what they said in that song was absolutely correct. Money can't buy you love. If you have a lot of money that you flash around and you spend it on your friends, well, you'll have a lot of people hanging around you. Some people may even marry other people for their money, but when the money's gone, the friendship goes away as well. It wasn't real friendship, and the marriage may dissolve too. And certainly, whatever happiness that the money on a surface level brought to the marriage, well, if the money's gone, the happiness is gone too. Because the happiness was not based upon real love between the husband and wife. It was based upon the money that one of them had, or maybe both of them had. Well, we also noted that money does not grow on trees. The Apostle Paul said, "If a man does not work, neither shall he eat." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. And so you don't live off of other people when you can work for your own living. Doesn't matter how many people are doing that, you need to be responsible and godly in your lifestyle. You need to have integrity by having your own job and working for your own living. We also noted that money in and of itself is not evil. Some people may think that, but it's not. But rather, the scriptures tell us in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10 that the love of money is a root of all evil. And the love of money is covetousness, and covetousness is idolatry. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5, "Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. You see, some people worship their money and the things that their money can buy. Well, if we have the wrong perspective, if our main focus in life is just upon money, then we open the door to the devil to come into our lives and lead us in all kinds of sinful directions. A fourth point. Money cannot save a soul. Now, money can be used to support the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but money in and of itself cannot save a soul. You can't take your money with you to heaven. Remember, what are you going to bring to heaven that could possibly enhance the riches of what's already there? You're talking about golden streets. What are you going to bring? Money is not going to save your soul. You can't buy your way into heaven. In Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31, we read of two people, two men. One was very rich. He was wealthy. He's simply referred to as a certain rich man, verse 19. The other one was exactly the opposite, all the way on the other end of the spectrum. He was a beggar whose name was Lazarus. And he was so poor that he could not take care of himself properly, apparently, and he had sores all over his body. And the dogs came and licked his sores, and we might get the idea that that actually gave him a little bit of comfort physically, the dogs licking his sores. Well, the rich man, the text tells us, that he fared sumptuously every day. He ate hearty and whatever he wanted, apparently. This poor man, Lazarus, he simply wanted to eat from the crumbs or maybe some of the leftovers that fell from the rich man's table. Now, the text goes on and tells us that it came to pass that the beggar died. Lazarus died physically and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died also, and he was buried. Does not say the rich man was carried to Abraham's bosom. Now, in other words, the beggar died and he was being taken care of by God in eternity. The rich man, however, so Lazarus was being, he was enjoying something of what the blessings would be in heaven. The rich man, on the other hand, when he died, simply says he was buried, but that was not the end of it. In verse 23, it says, being in torments, plural, in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Lazarus was being comforted. Lazarus was being taken care of. The rich man was being tormented. He was not there where Lazarus was. He was in an opposite place. And so we get the impression of how terrible it was for him when he asked Abraham to send Lazarus over to dip his finger, the tip of his finger, into water and touch his tongue with it. He envisioned that that would bring him some comfort, that little physical gesture. But Abraham said, I can't do it. There's a great gulf fixed between us. We can't come to you. You can't come to us. You see, two different realities following physical life based upon their spiritual condition before they died physically. Lazarus was in a saved condition. The rich man was not. He was in a condemned condition. You see, the poor man was the one who was saved. The rich man was the one who was lost, who was condemned after the physical life was over. Now, Lazarus was not saved because he was poor. That had nothing to do with his salvation. The rich man was not lost, condemned, because he was rich and wealthy. That in and of itself had nothing to do with his spiritual condition. The rich man asked Abraham, If Lazarus can't come to me, please send him back to earth, to the world, to the physical existence. Let him tell my three brothers, because I don't want them to come and be here with me. But Abraham said, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be prepared, though one rises from the dead. Abraham was telling the rich man, they've got the scriptures to guide them. Now, in essence, he could have gone on and said, just as you had the scriptures to guide you. And the rich man said, well, no, but if one goes back from the dead, they'll listen to him. And Abraham said, no, they won't. If they don't follow the scriptures, if they don't follow God's word, they won't follow one, they won't listen to one, even one who comes back from the dead. You see, Lazarus was spiritually prepared for physical death and eternity thereafter. The rich man was not. His focus was on something else, and he left all of his riches behind. You can't take your money with you. We learned the same lesson from Luke chapter 18 and verses 18 through 23, and we'll talk about that a little bit next time. Let's pray together now. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love for us, and we thank you for blessing us so much and in so many ways. We thank you, Father, for blessing us financially so that we can buy food, so that we can have shelter, we can have clothes on our back. And we thank you for blessing us, especially in this country, even beyond the necessities, so that we can enjoy, well, a whole lot of luxuries. Things that would be luxuries, truly, to many people in other parts of the world. But Father, help us to keep everything, all of your blessings, in proper perspective, to remember that they are blessings from you, and to serve you through all that we have, to bring you glory. Please give us your wisdom to guide us to that home with you in eternity. Please be merciful and gracious, patient with us, Father. Please, we pray. Please forgive us, gracious Father. This is our prayer. In Christ's name, amen.